we've got a referendum coming up, but don't forget that May the 5th is a very significant day for UKIP and for the UK electorate. We've got elections taking place on that day to the Scottish Parliament, the Welsh Assembly, the Northern Irish Assembly, the London Mayor and the London Assembly, and police and crime commissioners right across the country. It's a big day. Nearly everybody in the UK gets a vote on May the 5th, although at the moment, not everyone seems to realise that. I have a feeling that on May the 5th, UKIP is going to surprise people. I think we're the only party that is going to win seats in all four of those parliaments and assemblies. And that begins to fundamentally change the shape of UKIP in terms of how we manage it and how we run it. Now, we then run in for 6 weeks, full pelt, to a referendum. And who knows whether it's going to be Remain or whether it's going to be Leave. But what I've seen across the continent are new political movements harnessing a desire for people to get involved in politics, but they're not really interested in writing out a cheque for 30 quid, sending it off to join a political party, and carrying a card in their wallet. Now, I do that, but the younger generation just have no inclination to do it. So in Italy, a guy called Gianroberto Casaleggio, how's that for a Sunday morning?
Well done.
And he's a sort of internet guru businessman. And he got together with a guy called Beppe Grillo, and Grillo's the most famous comedian, entertainer in Italy. They formed a political party. They run it, or they did run it, and set its direction. And they encourage people to join up online, to take part in forums online, to agree or disagree party policy and direction online. They are now at 30% in the opinion polls in Italy. So, they're the second biggest party in Italy. They're booming. And then just a few weeks ago, I went to the Netherlands and I saw this outfit, and you tried to pronounce it, and yeah. I can't either.
Yeah.
Green Peel, I'll call them.
Okay.
And there's a group of about 8 young guys who've got together as a blogging outfit and managed to get nearly 500,000 people to force a referendum in the Netherlands.
Sorry, so one second, Nigel. Do you think because you're looking for, I assume you are, you're looking for an online movement, are you, which tends to be younger, literate in the ways of these things. Why are you looking to change? Do you anticipate us staying in the European Union and there being a lot of anger on your side that you can motivate?
If we vote to leave the European Union, there will still be the need for a party in British politics advocating genuine and real change. And I would like UKIP to be a bigger party than it is. Every day I go out, I'm campaigning, I'm meeting young people who are wildly enthusiastic about UKIP, agree with what we stand for, tweet things about us, Facebook their mates about us, share videos, and yet they're not engaged actively supporting the party. I want UKIP. I mean, look, the Labour Party last year went down this road to some extent. The Labour Party said, right, you can join up online for 3 quid and have a vote on whether Corbyn becomes leader or somebody else becomes leader.
Yeah, and they got Corbyn as leader, so that worked.
Well, they got what they wanted, and they got a Labour Party with a membership way bigger than it's been for decades.